pinpoint the location of any problems.
So, find anything, Bill?
Nope, you're safe. Ain't high-tech wonderful?
Yeah.
Why worry? Call Crosby Electric at 272-2085 for a no-obligation safety assessment or visit crosbyelectric.com.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Peppertree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of at Marguerite's, but we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezeled for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
November 19th is Have a Bad Day Day. Tired of saying, have a good day? Today, tell folks to have a bad day. It feels good. Plus, it's good to hear. Now, you won't feel bad if you don't have a good day. You'll feel good that you had a bad day. Yes, have a bad day day is a good day. So, good, bad day. Or whatever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
5 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. A Colorado judge today sentencing Christopher Watts to life in prison without the possibility of parole after Watts admitted killing his pregnant wife Shannon and their two young daughters, then dumping their bodies. Shannon's mom, Sandra Rusyk, addressed her son-in-law at the sentencing.
We loved you like a son. We trusted you. Your faithful wife trusted you. Your children adored you. And they also trusted you.
In exchange for a guilty plea, prosecutors agreed not to seek the death penalty. Veterans groups are demanding federal officials improve the quality of care at VA nursing homes.
Some veterans in VA nursing homes in Massachusetts, California, and Florida were receiving substandard care, including pain left untreated, malnutrition, and bed sores. One even went missing from the VA facility and ended up dead.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. This is Fox News.
Again.
506. Occasional cortex. Alexio Casoris Katasas Piswit.
Mm-hmm.
The 29-year-old nitwit that New York just sent to Congress, she's going to be the queen of memes this year. Already she is. She's got another good one from my friend Mr. Blackman in Texas, where she's showing free electricity. There's just no end to it. And all three branches of government, you know, and all, well, I mean, there are three. She meant chambers.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Chambers, the House, the Senate, and the White House.
Yeah. Jimmy Acosta, little Jimmy Acosta, another great meme that went around over the weekend was a picture of the White House press room with a high chair in the middle of it. Did you see that for him?
No, I didn't see it.
It's funny.
It fits him.
It's the decorum of the press room with the chairs all neatly ordered. And there's a big high chair in the middle for little baby Jimmy. And his press pass has been suspended again. And it was accompanied by the following letter. We are writing to give you formal written notice that we have made a preliminary decision to suspend your hard pass due to your conduct at the President's November 7, 2018 conference. The President is aware of this preliminary decision and concurs. The factual basis for this preliminary decision is to suspend your pass for the reasons as follows. As you know, President Trump has provided an extraordinary amount of access to journalists to ask questions while operating an extremely open and transparent White House. Certainly far so, much more so than his predecessor, President-led. The White House does not have a written code of conduct for journalists participating in conferences. We have not previously thought that a set of formal rules for journalist behavior was necessary. That's because it had previously been a widely shared understanding that a journalist called upon to ask a question will ask a single question, and having received a response will yield the floor unless, at the discretion of the president or other White House official answering questions, a follow-up question or questions is permitted, after which follow-ups, the journalist will then yield the floor. And B, when a journalist has had his or her questions answered, the journalist is expected to yield the floor and, when applicable, physically surrender any microphone the journalist is using to White House staff for use by the next questioner. Three basic common sense practices are necessary for orderly press conferences that are fair to all journalists in attendance. Notice there's at least still calling him one of those. They have served the public, the press, and the president well. Your behavior at the November 7th press conference violated the basic standards governing such events and is, in our preliminary judgment, sufficient factual basis to revoke your hard pass. While this is our preliminary decision, we would be pleased to consider any material you would like to submit in response to it. Should you wish, you know, like a filled diaper. Should you wish to contest this decision or the factual basis set forth in this letter, please submit a written response to us in writing via email by 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 18th. Should you not submit a response by that time, this preliminary decision will be final. You may submit that response by emailing it to me or both of us. We are happy to consider that response and any other materials you would like to submit before a final decision is made in this matter. Should you choose to contest this preliminary decision and submit a written response to this formal notice, we will consider your written response and will issue you a final determination in writing at 3 o'clock on Monday, November 19th. Of course, you will continue to maintain your hard pass while the temporary restraining order issued on the 16th remains in effect. CNN has just vowed to continue the ban.
Because the judge who ruled didn't rule on First Amendment grounds. No. He just said, on Fifth Amendment due process grounds, you got to give back the pass. Because the government's lawyer, the White House's lawyer, couldn't make a good argument as to why they revoked it.
If Obama was president, let's say, who was the guy from Fox News that was always there during his administration? Anybody. And they had put hands on a woman trying to resist giving up their microphone. That would have been a federal case. That would have been a war on women. That would have been 8,000 other things.
Yeah.
A charge would have been appropriate. What is it with Chris Wallace? And a lot of folks are talking about Fox News lately.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming a lot like other networks. Same talking points. But Chris Wallace told President Trump, you're seen as a beacon of repression. Really?
Repression of what?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
beacon of repression.
Is he accusing Trump of being like a closeted gay man?
No.
I don't think that's it.
But, you know, this is the BS they're spinning next door in Georgia. Because in spite of tens of millions of dollars of left-wing billionaire donations, millions of dollars from those generous left-wingers in Hollywood, Stacey Abrams managed to lose. And I will maintain that she lost because she was a lousy candidate. I know many of you will find that a stunning...
I'm shocked, shocked.
Well, be shocked. She, Gillum, to the South. Now they're all playing the race card because they got no other card to play. And I would think the election of Barack Obama, who won states like Florida and Georgia, would have done away with that kind of nonsense. Garbage. But no. And you know what? Here's the thing. Most Americans, when they hear that today, and I mean it, I mean most, they just shake their head and say, that's bullshit. This country is a lot further along than that. So nobody was out there with Jim Crow laws or making people pay poll taxes or any of that stuff. Those days are over. Somebody needs a 2018 calendar. Like the Democratic Party. It's amazing. You know, they just think we're so backwards. And I'm so tired of the ongoing insult that goes with that.
Yes.
Nonsense. Just what great program. I mean, we heard from Gillum's guy who said he's never going to get any of this stuff done. He's just throwing it out there because it sounds good. Free Medicare for all. And all the same nonsense being spewed by Occasional Cortex in New York. It's unbelievable. A White House fully restores Jim Acosta's hard-pressed pass. I think just the fact that they gave him a good bitch slap. And you know what? What do you want to bet next time there's a presser? What do you want to bet that he acts even uglier? That he will raise the bar?
Oh, of course. More conflict. It's great for ratings.
Wayne Allen Root. We haven't heard from him in a long time.
It's been a hot second.
Yes. Oh, God, this is our schools. If they're the future, we're screwed. What's going on campuses? I don't know how that gets fixed, but... Oh, even a Florida Democrat is calling for Brenda Snipes, who made an abrupt departure from Broward County today. Perhaps trying to stay a step ahead of the law. I mean, when you're in your 70s, and that's not exactly the time you really feel like making your first trip to prison. Orange man bad. Liberals don't even realize they're being brainwashed. Fake news of the century. 2/3 of Democrats believe Trump-Russia collusion fairy tale. Well, yeah, they've had it shoved up their butts for 2 years by fake news. What I want to know, and maybe this is why they're so anti-Whitaker, Sessions replacement, at least for the time being, because they know that he's not recused, and he can go after the real Russian colluders, which would be Hillary, which would also include Mueller, who delivered the uranium to Russia back when he was with the FBI. Maybe that will come out. Finally. Bunch of crap. All right, we've got traffic, news, weather, and then we're back on this Monday afternoon, 272-9228.
Hey, everybody.
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A fresh accident reported on East Boulevard. That's going to be northbound lanes in front of Capital Hyundai. So be very, very careful over that way. Everything else looking fairly decent. Don't see anything on the interstate systems. The rest of the boulevard is okay. A little bit of leftover backed up traffic on the South Boulevard from an accident there earlier. Harold Fine Jewelry is moving across the street, but all the jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off. Pearls, 35% off. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood with a look at your headlines. A nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery school campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and a boy were shot Saturday evening in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. That is a look at your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We've got a nice string of days ahead. For tonight, mostly cloudy. I can't rule out a shower in the overnight hours as a front moves through the area. Low temperature tonight, 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61, down to 39 tomorrow night. Wednesday, the big travel day, sunshine, high in the low 60s. Thanksgiving, great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Then look for a storm system to arrive by the end of the week, probably by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates and keeps traffic coming into your business and keeps you top of mind. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and maybe you've been thinking about purchasing a new utility vehicle, but good grief, have you seen and priced those things lately? Now, I don't need some souped up desert racing or mountain climbing machine, but a traditional rugged UTV for chores around my home, business, or hunting property. So if you're like me, I'd like to introduce you to the best kept secret in utility vehicles, the Landstar by American Landmaster. These rugged and dependable vehicles start out at only $46.99 for the two-wheel drive models, and the four-wheel drive models start at only $66.99. The Landstar is made in the USA and equipped with Kohler and Honda engines that carry a three-year warranty. And this month, we're offering 0% interest for 36 months or monthly payments starting as low as $93. So if you're in the market for a traditional, rugged, and dependable UTV, come by and test drive the Landstar exclusively at CTE Outdoor Power, I-5 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, what up, man? How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, oh, don't worry about it, man.
You'll always get a visit from Something Claus. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody gets something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
Was a girl named Sheila. Had a man with a van. They were supposed to go to dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering. Tried to take her diamond earrings. Said that she was profiteering. Soon he would be disappearing. She got mad. Slashed his tires, pulled up on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, like a qualifier. But you know what I say. Everybody's getting something.
Everybody's getting something.
And I ain't talking about some no toys. I give cash. White envelopes filled with 20s, sometimes 50s. Cash. And where am I getting this cash? Hey, man, we don't need to talk about that. For the man, works super long hours, does everything he can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got thrown out from repossession. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Claus started our conversation. Both of us felt a sweet sensation. So we agreed on recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something. Everybody's getting something.
It is 525 on News Talk 93.1 FM. This is always a weird week, because lots of folks have already left town, schools are out, traffic patterns are different. So it's kind of like working in the summer, so to speak. So I'm just kind of going through things. I mean, is there one gigantic story today? Facebook had a bad day in the market. We're hoping that Brandt can find a cell signal to join us. But if not today, tomorrow we'll get the full scoop on that. You know, the person that won that $1.5 billion lottery drawing, the Mega Millions, has still not come forward. I have a theory about that. It's a sad one. Suppose you buy these tickets. I've done it for years. You buy these tickets, and you know, more likely than not, if you win $5, you get excited because you got the price of your ticket back in a few bucks. But suppose the person, and this is in South Carolina, where you can remain anonymous, so there's no reason to hide. You can claim the prize, tell them I don't want anybody to know, and nobody will know. But suppose you checked your numbers and realized that you just won $1.5 billion and you had a heart attack and cried. So since nobody's come forward, they have 180 days. A couple of months have gone by now. If I'm related to somebody who has recently passed away in Georgia, sort of abruptly, I'm kind of tempted to rifle through their belongings and see if there isn't a Mega Millions ticket somewhere that isn't worth a lot of money. Just talking about...
Oh, the unclaimed ticket?
Yeah.
I know.
$1.5 billion. And my thinking is perhaps the shock was too much for the winner. And they just...
It's possible that they croaked.
Yeah. I hope not.
I honestly, I mean, I would be very happy to win that amount of money, but I'd also be a little scared. Like, it's blessed and cursed.
I've thought about it because, you know, I've been buying those tickets for years. And most, for the last almost 14 years, I've been buying them and bringing them up here. So I think if I found out that one of my tickets won a multi-million-dollar jackpot, I would probably hire a limo.
Mm-hmm.
To drive me to Tallahassee, where the lottery headquarters is, to redeem my ticket. I'd probably let the boss, I was sick or something, because I am the picture of health, so if I'm sick, they'll believe I'm really sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it would take three and a half hours to get down to Tallahassee, submit the ticket, and get the money. Then I could come back and say, guess what? I'm a millionaire. But...
So shove it up your...
No. After all this company's done for me...
I know, exactly.
That would be... Oh, my God. I would...
Shame on you.
I would deserve that. For everything that the Creedence Blue Water Revival brought.
I would... If I had that amount of money, I would tell a few people off. Not anybody here.
No, I understand. You might be tempted.
No, this company's been good to me. It's just, it's
you know
more...
What the, you know what the healthy thing to do? Would be to take like $1,000, look up that person, and instead of telling them off, saying, you know what, you're an a-hole, but here's $1,000. Because I'm not an a-hole and you are. That might feel better in the long run.
Oh, I tend to agree.
By the way, folks, somebody did a study on how much we spend on holiday gift giving. And if you give gifts for a period of 60 years, you will spend over $100,000 on average in your lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I probably passed that. Because I had the ability to spend stupid money.
Right, right.
My old saying used to be, let's see if I can do Christmas for less than $5,000 this year for all the stupid stuff I would do. You know, speaking of lottery tickets, I remember once I invited all my friends and their kids, and I thought this is a cute idea. Never occurred to me that I'm teaching 8 and 9 year old kids to gamble. I filled this giant bowl. You said this big glass bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought 500 scratch off tickets. Lottery scratch-off tickets and threw them in the bowl.
Yeah.
And I just let the kids play with those all night. Boy, did they have a good time.
Now, here's some bubble gum cigarettes. here's your apple juice.
Was that a bad thing? Was that a bad thing to do? They had a ball. And whatever they won, I redeemed right there.
Here's your super soaker gun that looks like an M16.
It's an assault water rifle. I didn't think it was
I seriously
a terrible thing to do.
Was taught in college about the militarization of kids' SpaghettiOs.
What?
Yeah. Because you had, like, Star Wars figures and or military figure, like, Spaghetti-O shapes.
Yes.
We were militarizing the young minds.
What is it that goes on in our... Why don't they teach curriculums, like, so that somebody graduates with a skill set instead of an ideology that's never going to work? It's unreal.
Well, I can just see that you were corrupting the youth all the way back then. Using your, you know, gobs and gobs of fat cat money.
Fat cat money, is that what I was?
Fat cat money, yeah.
That was me. I was the fat cat. Mm-hmm. Well, a good time was had by all. And all the kids walking out with their little pocket stuff with $1 bills.
It is fun.
Their parents were there. They didn't object.
No, that type of
the only thing they said, why can't we play?
I've only been to a casino, a legit casino once, and it was in August when I went to that bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
And the place was fun. No doubt it was fun. But it had this, if you listened,
yes,
maybe you sniffed the air,
mm-hmm,
you could smell and hear the sadness. There's a quiet desperation to a casino.
This is true.
Same thing with gentlemen's clubs. A quiet desperation in the air.
That's a different kind of aroma.
Yeah.
A couple of times after I moved here, when I was down in Florida, I emceed some high school reunions that I had made commitments to do.
Yeah.
And they were both held at the Seminole Casino with the Hard Rock Cafe and all that. It's an amazing complex.
Mm-hmm.
And it sits right next to the lovely Florida Turnpike. It's weird. It's like a Oz rising out of the middle of a dump. Because everything around there is industrial land. And the main casino, you always had to walk past it to get to the conference rooms where the reunions were being held.
By design.
And I swear, everybody that walked out of that casino looked like they had just lost their pet. I did not see too many happy faces. Yeah. Let's say, hey, happy Cranksgiving.
Oh, yeah, same to you, but more of it there, buddy.
You sure?
Yeah, I hate to hear you having to do that Wednesday, man. That makes for a crappy long weekend.
Well, it's got to be done. I have great confidence in the guy that's doing it, so be it.
You know, if you had a pair, you'd delegate that to Joey and have him do it for you.
Well...
Hey,
there's no quantum entanglement when it comes to our mouths, all right?
Okay. All right. Is that under don't ask, don't tell?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. Hey, you were talking about why don't they teach, you know, a curriculum where they, you know, can do something useful?
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point, Greg. That's the whole point. If you think about it, you know, the last two planks in the communist platform have been added in the last 40 years. And, you know, Carter added the Department of Education, made that a federal agency.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 76 and 80. So you're looking at right at 40 years, a little over 40 years. And that's exactly how long it's taken. 40 years ago, you'd get a quality education in the public school. Not anymore.
Well, they'd be proud, man. They just helped elect a congresswoman who doesn't even know how, you know, who can't even answer a basic civics question.
Do you think it's a coincidence that 40 years ago they, you know, nationalized the education system and now, you know, you can't even get anybody that can make change? Is that a coincidence?
No, it's not.
Hell no, it's not. And, you know, what did we just add? What was the last plank a couple of years ago? Healthcare.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, we got to reverse it.
Well, you know, I think we're beyond the tipping point. There are more people that vote for a living than work for a living.
Well, I'm still optimistic. As long as Trump's in there and he's got two more, hopefully six more years, we can wish for the best. Thanks for the call. Put Cranksgiving on the bottom of our list. We got to head down to the traffic dungeon. Before we go, remember, your family's comfort is important, especially at times of the year when we hit temperature extremes. And we did have some over the weekend on the cold end. If you wake up and your house is cold and your furnace is non-responsive, you need urgent care for that system. Clark's Club members get it with a phone call, 277-2125. was happy to recommend them to a friend over the weekend as well. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership. Avoid those kind of situations with regular service. That's what your system needs, that your unit should last over 20 years. And it will if you get it maintained on a regular basis. And I recommend Clark's for that job for $159. Two annual tune-ups, the guarantee of priority service if something breaks or needs fixing. And then a discount on parts and labors for that extra repair if it's required. So for the best, and by the way, the people at Clark's, my goodness, they are cut from a certain cloth. Incredibly nice, incredibly talented, great customer service. You'll be very grateful that you teamed up with the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people with Clark's. 277-2125 or learn more at clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, 2600 block of Ellington Drive, a car fire. Over on the East Boulevard in front of Capital Hyundai, around the hitching post, there is an accident there. Also, Atlanta Highway near Bell Road. Toys for Tots helps those who need it most at Christmas. Bring your new unwrapped toys to Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter until closing tonight and help make this the best Christmas ever. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood with a look at your headlines. Montgomery police are investigating after two people were shot over the weekend. Police say a man and a boy were shot Saturday evening in the 2200 block of West Edgemont Avenue. So far, no arrests have been made in the case. Divers have recovered the bodies of two people who died in a helicopter crash in Chilton County. The Georgia Drug Task Force helicopter crashed into Lake Mitchell Friday. The chopper was flying from Columbus, Georgia to Clanton for repairs when it went down. And a nonprofit healthcare organization wants to put clinics on Montgomery school campuses to provide medical and dental care. The CEO of Health Services, Inc. recently told the school board the clinics would be zero cost to the school system and would benefit students and staff. That is Look at Your Headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Got a nice string of days ahead. For tonight, mostly cloudy. I can't rule out a shower in the overnight hours as the front moves through the area. Low temperature tonight, 51. Tomorrow, some clouds early, giving way to sunshine. A little cooler, high 61, down to 39 tomorrow night. Wednesday, the big travel day, sunshine, high in the low 60s. Thanksgiving, great holiday forecast. Lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the lower 60s. Then look for a storm system to arrive by the end of the week, probably by Friday night into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's my story? Well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have three grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university, my goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I'll always trust Max. My financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. These cruises include a holiday dinner, live entertainment, and a cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 7th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Make memories with your family, friends, or coworkers this holiday season on the Harriet 2. For more information, go to funandmontgomery.com.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Heart of the cocktail seems to flow. Gin tankery, more Chardonnay. Christmas is near, drinking the cheer. Ice cubes are cold, more Cuervo. Don't be the dink, watch what you drink. Don't take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't let your buddy Budweiser in the car be a butter, don't drink and drive, if you think you've had a few too many, grab a booth and sober up at Denny's. Take the wheel, don't be a heel, don't grab the stick, don't be a don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Have Shirley Temple drive, you'll get home alive. She's a friend that won't drink and drive. If you drink gin fizzies like the fishes, you will land your britches in the dishes. Don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, don't do that, what they just said. News Talk 93.1 FM, WAC. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Did I get your name right? What the hell's wrong with me? No, it's not. It's not okay. Hi, who's this? Maybe I can get your name correct.
Yeah, my name is Brady Taylor.
Hey, Brady, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was, buddy of mine just informed me that you had someone call your show today and was needing some bodies to go to Florida to work. And phone number?
Not today. Not on my show. We have it. Did anybody call Dan's show today with a number they need people to go to Florida and work?
No.
Was it on this show?
Was it on this your show?
No.
Okay. Who is the guy?
We don't know. Joey was here from noon to three. I've been here all afternoon. Nobody's called with that type of a thing. Otherwise, we'd be happy to pass it along.
He said the guy called it, left his number and needed bodies to go to Florida to work, and he was on Dan Moore's show.
Yeah. That was a week or two ago. I don't have the information anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you much, sir.
All right. If anybody calls, has that information, we'll be happy to pass it along. Because there are people that are looking to work, and we'd be happy to help them out with that. At 5:44, 16 before the top of the hour. Damn, I knew this was going to happen.
Mm.
Somebody did want to know the number for the landscaping people, as they were called. Actually, I call them the yard groomers, J&S.
Yeah, yes.
John and Melissa Cato, that's 202-8760 for the very best in lawn care. Yard groomers, that's what I call them. You know, they can take a yard that is unkempt or overgrown and make it look absolutely sensational, charge a very fair price, work their butts off, and all you're left with is a great result. That's 202-8760 for J&S. There's a new, apparently, why does Hollywood insist on making movies about people that not even conservatives or Republicans are all that interested in seeing? I'm not interested in seeing a movie about Dick Cheney. Christian Bale, who gained 45 pounds, and Amy Adams star in a satirical takedown on one of the most cunning figures in American politics, As the director opens up the current climate, Fox News, Bill Clinton, one of the worst presidents, and why he chose Trump over Bush and Cheney. Huh. But this movie, the Cheney dossier, is called Vice.
Mm-hmm.
I never really saw Cheney as the Darth Vader they made him out to be.
Yeah, he was pretty powerful for a VP, but it's because he knew how the government functioned. He had been a former chief of staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was around when the first Bush was president. He knew where the levers of government, the levers of power were, and knew how to pull them. Probably better than W. Just given experience. Just because you have the title doesn't mean you're going to be good at using it.
By the way, I misidentified your guest. I am so humiliated.
Yeah?
Seth? Eric.
No.
Bruce.
Not close. It's Terry.
It's not Terry.
Troy! It's only been like a year.
You know, I feel bad enough already, but at least you tried to fool me and it didn't work. See, I'm not as dumb as I look. I feel that dumb, but I'm not as dumb as I look. All right, it is...
You're looking very nice today, by the way.
Yeah, I took an extra... Vest. I took two baths today. That's
yeah, the vest really plays.
We have had a whole bunch of crap going on the roads. Wasn't there one just called in?
Yeah, 65 northbound right on the River Bridge. Now, if you want to take an alternative route, use Northern Boulevard. That is clear. But right now, as you get on 65 north, right as you hit the River Bridge, it's backed up. It's backing up onto 85 southbound.
All right. This will be our final update from Rick.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got some real business going on out there now. 65 northbound, right before North Boulevard, there's an accident there. That has traffic backed up all the way to the interchange and back up onto 85 southbound as far back as South Union. So be very careful there. Also have a brand new accident, the 500 block of the Northeast Boulevard. That is an accident with injury. So be careful with that one. And also 2600 block of Ellington Drive, still working with that car fire. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the last 5 years in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's almost turkey time. This is your Thanksgiving countdown.
Only 3 days left to hone your turkey carving skills and purchase the most important carving accessory, a first aid kit.
Why is there a finger in my turnips?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Yeah, I was wondering, can I boil my turkey in our hot tub?
Yeah, I'm not finding that in our list of safe cooking methods.
Don't put your turkey in the tub while bathing. It will make you sick and it won't be worth saving. Don't cook with your oven knob set to clean. Things you should never do with a turkey. Cooking your turkey in a kitchen toaster. Using an easy bake oven to roaster. Taking it with you to a tanning bed. None of these ever should enter your head.
So, browning it with my cutting torch was a bad idea?
Can I cook mine with a can of hairspray and a Bic liner?
Try to avoid these ridiculous things and then you won't end up dead.
In case you missed it from earlier this morning, we had a story. Apparently, it's some kind of a funny prank where punks your age are calling their mothers and asking how long they should microwave a turkey. Which, of course, you can't do.
No.
No. But they're doing it because it frustrates mom. It's like...
Are you guys out of your... You cannot microwave a 25-pound turkey.
Yeah, what? Yeah, we can.
No, you can't. How big is that turkey? It fits in your microwave?
Yeah, we can squish it in there.
No, it won't work. I'm telling you right now. I'm excellent at turkey. You cannot freaking microwave a turkey. It will not work.
Why not? What happened? I thought we could. We did everything else in there.
No, you guys, you put it in a freaking pan. You take out the guts. You put butter on it, salt and pepper, maybe some paprika. You put water at the bottom of the pan. You put it in the oven, and if you don't have stuffing in it, which is probably what you're not going to have, it's 20 minutes a pound.
I think we're just going to turn off this spinner thing in the microwave so that it doesn't, ruin it. And just
you guys, it will take you 50 hours to do that turkey.
I thought I'd read online it was like 6 minutes in there.
Not for a 25-pound turkey.
We decided this morning.
Good. The middle agreed.
He reminded us just a little bit of Mom on Facebook with her son, Brian.
So, Brian, if you get on my Facebook, can you tell that I read some of my stuff? Or can you get on there and let me know how many friends I got on there by now? Because I should have at least 20, I think. Aunt Susan only has 50.
It's the old Aunt Susan thing. I'm going to let you guys wrap up with Opinion Rhapsody.
Okay, wonderful.
And get a little head start on the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Thank you, everybody, for listening. It's 5:52. I'll see you when, tomorrow. Yeah, Wednesday's the day.
Fresh cut Fraser fir, Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland now available at Southern Homes and Gardens. Stored in water, our fresh cut trees stay hydrated from the moment we receive them until you take them home, ensuring the highest quality all season. Bring home beauty and value with a 6 to 7 foot fresh cut tree, just $54.95 while supplies last. From 6 to 14 feet, we've got the perfect size tree for any space. Plus, fresh cut wreaths and garland for doors, windows, and mantles too. Fill your home with the aroma of the holidays at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
O'Reilly. If it's time to replace your vehicle's headlights, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts' See Better, Drive Safer sale for a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlights and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. See farther and more clearly with Silver Star headlights at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We think it's real nice to have freedom of speech. Grateful for that right. No complaints about liberty. It's just sometimes exchanges online.
friends who's ranting in all caps. They're a douche, I will shortly unfollow. But it's worth I'll fight him with my QWERTY typing keys.
You're an a-hole, you stupido.
You're a keyboard warrior.
Command me, bro.
Bro.
Now there's a tool boy posting his hate speech.
He's just a tool boy with insecurities. Can't wait to block all his misogyny.
Comment war is dying down, have we let it go?
We will not know, cause now here come the trolls.
Half and trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Thirsty trolls.
We will not,
cause now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the trolls.
Super trolls.
Now here come the
trolls. Now here come the
trolls. Trolls, 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 trolls.
Oh, I'll delete them, I'll delete them.
I'll delete them if they troll. Mark Zuckerberg, make all of my friends out just like.